Leçon 31A. He had phoned her. Il lui avait téléphoné. A1. Le plus que parfait se forme en anglais avec l'auxiliaire de to have au passé. Had plus participe passé du verbe concerné. Exemple. He had phoned her. Il lui avait téléphoné. La forme progressive du plus que parfait, indiquant une action qui avait duré, s'obtient en utilisant had been plus verbe plus ing. She had been shopping the whole afternoon. Elle avait fait des courses tout l'après-midi. A2. Écoutez et répétez.
We had seen her before.
He had not phoned us before.
We had never met them before.
I didn't know he had worked for them.
I only knew he had been in the army.
I must admit he had told us in advance.
When we arrived, the train had already left.
We wanted to help, but he had already done it.
She was tired because she had been shopping the whole afternoon.
The garage was locked, and I'm sure he had done it on purpose.
He had said it so many times that we didn't pay attention.
Leçon 31B. He had been in France for a year. Il était en France depuis un an. B2. Écoutez et répétez.
When I first met him, he had been in France for a year.
He had been working for them for several years.
He had been working for them since the war.
He hadn't been the same since his marriage.
It hadn't occurred to me that he could be a spy.
He had had a difficult time in the army.
He had been wounded in the war.
He had had difficulties getting a new job.
That's probably why he had accepted their offer.
When I first met him, he had probably been a spy for years.
C1. Exercice. A. Traduisez. 1. Je suis sûr qu'elle l'avait fait exprès.
I'm sure she had done it on purpose.
2. Nous ne l'avions jamais rencontré.
We had never met him.
3. Il avait eu des difficultés auparavant.
He had had difficulties before.
4. Je n'avais pas fait attention.
I hadn't paid attention.
5. Il était déjà parti quand nous sommes arrivés.
He had already left when we arrived.
6. Il avait accepté 2 jours avant.
He had accepted 2 days before.
7. Il travaillait pour eux depuis 2 ans.
He had been working for them for 2 years.
Leçon 31D. Dialogue. Taxis.
Taxi? Excuse me. Are you free?
Certainly. Where do you want to go?
To Piccadilly Circus, please.
I'm afraid I won't be able to take all those passengers. And their bags as well.
That's all right. We'll take a second taxi.
How much will it cost to go to Piccadilly Circus, more or less?
About £5, if the traffic is not too bad.
Fine. Right, Jane. I'll take the kids and you take your sister, and we'll meet at Piccadilly Circus.